seen one of the deals. I was telling Kathy, I seen one of the deals that you was saying was Singleton got involved in shit where he shouldn't have been, even according to the city charter.
Yes.
That's not his position.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
yeah, he contacted Bowder, and then he also contacted Keel about Zatkin's deal. And
he contacted me, and I didn't even know who he was. That's what I was telling Kathy. I said, Kathy, you know me. I take notes on everything, and I said, this guy just called me out of the blue one day. She's like, what?
Yeah,
so,
and that was before I was left.
Yeah, hang on, I'm pulling up my notes now because I jotted down notes on it because I was like, no, this don't seem right.
Yeah, well, you've been a chief, you know how that goes. You know they're playing it out.
That's it. Because I want to read it to you.
Yeah, I knew that he'd contacted Bowder and Keel, because of course Keel wrote me a memo about it because he felt terrible. He felt like it was kind of a threatened, you know, kind of a threat to his job, you know. Not my job, his job.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that's not good.
So on September 9th, 2019 at 9:57 a.m., I received a text message from Singleton that stated to call him when I had a chance.
I heard that to get people to talk, he Zatkin's, the city manager, said, you know, if you talk, we'll take certain things out of your file. And I think two or three other people have called me and said, you know, that.
Well, Buckter got his shit cleaned up.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that they took stuff out of files.
Yeah, Buckter got, from my understanding, he got quite a bit taken out of his files.
Yep. Yeah, that's you know, it is what it is, but I think it's pretty crappy. Like I said, I you know, you don't want me there, that's fine. Glocks too. The all the Glocks we bought.
Yeah, they gave Holly his.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how can you, that's city property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess they stopped giving them away then now.
I'm like, yeah, that's city property, city-owned property. You can't do that.
Yep.
When let me tell you this, when I didn't get that corporal position,
mm-hmm.
I was like, something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it is. It's because I don't know if I told you, or I'm sure you heard, but when Riggs appointed Lopez and Keel to those lieutenant positions,
mm-hmm.
I walked my happy ass straight over to that city manager's office and I told him, I said, do you think what he did instead of going, I said, even if he would have played it different and had interviews, that he could at least done the interviews and made it look like he was trying to give people that want to apply a chance to be lieutenant. I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I got more experience than Keel. I said, what stops me from applying? What stopped Eric Lerma from applying? He had the experience. I said, but he didn't give nobody a chance except for the two that went up there and did that failed the first chief that you wanted. They failed him out. But them two get the job and was going around bragging that, oh, we're going to find something in his background. And that's when they eliminated the first guy. Come on. That guy had a psychology degree. He was trying to be a doctor for police work.
Mm-hmm. And now he's a chief again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and that's no kidding. Lopez and Keel both. the week before they went out to do that guy's background check was saying, oh, we're going to, and had a big old smile on the face, we're going to fail this guy out, watch. And then Riggs gets it, and then he promotes him to, and then fires poor Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, what the hell? How rude is that? And so it cost me a sergeant position. It cost me two corporal positions because I went to see manager. Well, Bleese went back and told Riggs, hey, Dusty, come over here questioning your hiring of the lieutenants.
Mm-hmm.
And it pissed him off. And I said, I told Riggs, I wasn't questioning who you hire. Who you hire is your business. I said, but you could have gone through a process of, I said, we're trying to restructure the department. You could have gone through a fake interview process for all I care. I said, but you didn't give nobody a chance to apply for that position.
Yeah, I heard he kind of threatened you, too.
Oh, he did. He's
big on the threats. He threatened Bobby. He threatened Lopez. He threatened three or four people.
Well, he told me when I went in there to tell him I wasn't questioning you, I was questioning your process. He told me, the last people that went over to see manager, what happened to them? And I said, yeah, I do. I said, but you know what? I got morals and ethicals and ethics, and I felt that you didn't do it the right way. And I got to have a job, so.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, brother. All I can tell you is good luck.
So what do you want to talk about, sir? Why am I here? And he's like, well, I want to talk to you about Thompson. And I'm like, okay, so what do you want to talk about? He's like, well, the chief maker. He's like, okay, well, we'll put that aside. Well, what about your, doing step? I said, sir, as far as I know, general practice is that you come in and you write two tickets per hour and then that's step. And I said, I don't know what else you want me to do with step. I mean, I don't know. The general practice from the time that I got here was, if you wanted to work step, you could. Just get permission, write two tickets per hour, and go home.
Yeah, that's the way it always was. But apparently somebody said that Allie or somebody was doing their tickets after hours, or I don't know what the hell, but I had no idea that happened, and when we found out about it, we fixed it. But it happened again three or four times after I left, too.
I think Keel was telling me that during Allie's deal, he's like, you know, we should have fired him for writing step tickets on duty and then claiming step while he's sitting there at the church. I'm like, well, why didn't you do it, or why didn't you address it, you know?
Yeah, and same with Greg Brandon, and he was a sergeant.
Exactly, exactly.
And nothing happened to Brandon.
Right, so, exactly.
So, I don't know. And then all the dispatch stuff, you know, that was part of the complaint against me, too, that I was hard on dispatch. But what happened after I left? They're in there having a freaking love fest with a corporal. With an officer's wife.
Yeah, and then they wait till 3 months, and then they demote him.
Yeah.
Get out of here.